This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone to tonight's Daf HaShavua. Meseches Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Sag. Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We just learned a few statements of the Gemara regarding wives who were difficult for their husbands, and nevertheless they were able to see their redeeming qualities. For example, Rabbi Chiya, whose wife caused him distress, nevertheless, when he would find something nice on the street, he would buy it for her. And Rav said, "What are you doing? Doesn't she aggravate you?" He said, "Look, at the very least, she raises my kids and she saves me from sin." Mikri le Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak Berei. Rav Yehuda read to Rav Yitzchak, his son. He said over the following pasuk, "Umoitzi ani mar mimaves es ha'isha. I have found more bitter than death a woman." Sometimes a wife could be more bitter than death. So who is this referred to? Amar lei kagoyin man. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Who's an example of that?" So Rav Yehuda said, "What do you mean, kagoyin imcha, your mom? She's a good example of that. And your mother. Your mother is one of those ladies that are more bitter than death." Aye, the Gemara asked, "Hamasni la Rav Yehuda la Rav Yitzchak Berei," but we know that Rav Yitzchak gave over to Rav Yitzchak his son. Ein adam moitzi kayos racha lemeishta rishayna. Person only finds satisfaction from his first wife. Shenamar yehi mikarcha baruch. Your source should be blessed. V'samach v'simach me'ishas ne'urecha, and rejoice in the wife of your youth. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Va'omer le kagoyin man." So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kagoyin imcha, like your mother." So on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda said his wife is more bitter than death, and on another hand, he said, a person only finds satisfaction with the wife of his youth. So it's a little bit of a problem. Was his wife more bitter than death? Or was she a source of satisfaction? Says Gemara, Maskif Tekifa. She reacted harshly, V'avure mi'avra b'mila. And she overlooked her words. In other words, she would react harshly, but she calmed down easily. So when she was angry, she was more bitter than death. And when she calmed down, he found satisfaction with her. The beautiful Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada says that her nature was, she was harsh and angry. And therefore, because of her inherent nature was more bitter than death, but she overcame her inherent midah, and therefore, ultimately, Rabbi Yehuda found satisfaction with her. Okay. Heichi Dami Isha Ra'a. What's an example of a bad woman? Amar Abayi Mikashtale Taka, she sets the table, Mikashtale Le Puma, and she adorns her mouth. In other words, she sets a nice meal, and then she has him hostage so that she could assault him with verbal abuse. In other words, she's worse than a wife that doesn't cook for her husband. The wife doesn't cook for her husband, he could go to Carlos and Gabby's. He doesn't have to deal with her bechlal. But now, she cooked him a gourmet meal. Little does he know that she did that to completely assault him. Rava Amar, Mekashtala Taka, she sets the table, Mahajula Gaba, and then she turns her back on him, that she is not interested in him. So in other words, the woman who doesn't cook for him, so he knows she doesn't like him, so he has to deal with it. But this man, he's being emotionally he's an emotional yo-yo. Well, he thinks his wife loves him, but then she's not interested in him. That's one pshat. There's an entirely different way of learning this, like in Parshas Miketz, where we have Parshas Vayeshev, where Yosef HaTzadik ruled over his master's house, except for the bread that he ate. Eating is a reference to Tashmish. So she sets the table, meaning she gets herself all adorned as if she's ready for Tashmish, and then he is aroused, and then she says no thanks. So she basically she tortures him. Okay. That's what it means. She sets the table and then she turns her back on him. Okay. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Kivan Shenasa Adam Isha. Once a man gets married, Avinois of Mispakakin, his sins are stuffed up. You can't help but think, in terms of the Hemshech of the Gemara, that the Gemara just said all of these, you know, rough situations a man finds himself in the course of his marriage. So it's Mamish Yisurei Gehenim. So now the next statement of the Gemara is, by the way, don't worry, if you get married, all your sins are forgiven. Now, what exactly does this mean? It seems like just merely by being married, it sort of calms the Yetzer Hara. You have Pas Besaloi, and the sins are not atoned, but they're stuffed. Shenemar, Matza Isha, Matza Toiv, V'yafek Ratzain, Me Hashem. If you find a woman, you found good, and you will gain goodwill from Hashem. It could also be read, V'yafek Ratzain, you'll be stuffed with goodwill from Hashem. Okay. Battery timeout. Bimarava in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Kinosavitsa, when they got married, Amrile, they said, Hachi, as follows, Matzah or Yimaitza? Did you find or are you finding? Matzah, if you found. Dechsev matzah isha matzah taif. If you found a woman, you found good. Matzah finding. Dechsev umaitzi ani marmi maves. I found more bitter than death. Es ha'isha. Basically, in Eretz Yisrael, when they got married, they would ask, you got a good one or you got a bad one? Matzah, did you have a good wife, or Maitzah, a bad wife? So many of Farshim say, if your marriage is okay, you go into it, okay, I found her, and you're not constantly evaluating and judging and deciding, so then you'll have a good marriage. If your attitude is Matzah, this is the woman that Hashem has designated for me, she's already in the back, but there's no evaluating and investigating and judging. This is what you got. Moitzi, if you're always evaluating, you're going to have a very dire relationship because you're always looking and judging. Now, one thing is, there's a famous comment of the Ber Maim Chaim in Sefer Chavetz Chaim. So basically they would ask you, the guy, no, is your wife good or is she miserable? And then what? He's going to answer the question, and that's permitted. That's not Lashon Hara. What exactly is the permissibility of that? But Rabbi Kiva Eger brings an amazing minhag. In Poznan, in the city of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the minhag was everyone would come over to the chassan and grab away his challah. Why? Because they wanted to make sure he didn't have any moitze. Right? They wanted, in other words, matzah is a good wife. Moitze is the bad wife. So in case he has some moitze, they took away his hamoitze, just in case he had any elements of ra. That was the minog in the city of Rabbi Kivega. Fine. Amar Rava, Isha Ra, mitzvah lagash, a bad wife, it's a mitzvah to divorce her. Tachsiv, garish, let's divorce a scoffer, the yatsa madain, and discord will leave. The yishbois din v'kalain, and judgment and shame will end. So basically, the Gemara is saying you should divorce a bad wife. Now, what does a bad wife mean? Bad wife means she's argumentative. The Gemara before, said that many Amoraim did not continue to live with bad wives. That's because they saw the overwhelming the redeeming qualities of the woman. However, in a situation where those overwhelming redeeming qualities are not existent, then it's a mitzvah to divorce her, to avoid strife. Now, the problem is, what if her ksuba is very big? You're going to have to pay her off. You can't afford it. But Amar Rava, Yishara, a bad wife, ksuba samaruba, with a big ksuba, sarasa betzida. So now you have to use a different eitza. You can't divorce her because you can't afford it. So what do you do is you have to get some healthy competition in the house. Marry a second wife, and as much as the first wife doesn't like you, she's not going to want to be one-upped by her co-wife. So, you know, a healthy competition is always a good thing. Again, not every Gemara needs to be shared with your spouse after the Gemara share, just by way of disclaimer. This is what Rava says. Nowadays, as you know, we have the Takana of Rabbeinu Gershon. I saw an amazing thing from Chaim Knievsky. In Hilchos Pesach, we say that men do Haseba, women don't do Haseba unless she's an Isha Chashuva. Says Rama, nowadays all women are Chashuv. Don't you know it? But the question is, when in history did women become Chashuv? There was like a certain calendar date. In 1100, on May 23rd, they declared that women are chashav. So Chaim Kansky says, yeah, the day Rabbeinu Gershon made a takana, you can't marry two wives. And if you want to divorce her, you can't do it against her will. Women became quite chashav. That's when, in halacha, women became chashav. By the way, you know that Rabbeinu Gershon is called Rabbeinu Gershon Ma'ar HaGoyla, the light of the exile. Why is he the light of the exile? So there's an idea. The Oystreifzer says an incredible idea that our relationship with Hashem is reflected by our relationship with our spouse. So to speak, if we cannot divorce our spouse against her will, God cannot get rid of us against our will. So you say, okay, fine, so God will take another nation besides the Jews. He'll take the North Koreans. No. And Rabbeinu Gershon, as an insurance policy for the Jewish people, he said, we can't divorce our wife against her will, and we can't take a second wife. So now God is stuck with us forever. He can't get rid of us, and he can't take another nation. That's why Rabbeinu Gershon is called Ma'or HaGoyla. He's the light of the exile. Without him, maybe God will give us take us to Bezin one day and divorce us. No, can't do it against their will. Maybe he'll take the North Koreans in addition to us. Can't do it. So Rabbeinu Gershon, so to speak, twisted the hand of God to ensure that he can't get rid of us. By the way, this is a deeper meaning. When Yaakov Avinu saw Rachel for the first time, he cried. Why did he cry? Because he saw he wouldn't be able to be buried with her. Ooh, what a romantic... First meeting. He cried. Why? Because he wouldn't be buried with her. I mean, talk about getting ahead of herself. How about get engaged before you think about being buried together? The answer is that the relationship HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael is reflected by the eternal relationship of a husband and wife. And therefore Yaakov was frightened, because Yaakov knew he would have two wives, Rachel and Leah. Leah represents the immutable, secret relationship that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael, that he's always connected to us, even in the Galus. But Rachel is the open relationship Hashem has with us. If Yaakov would have been buried with Rachel, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would forever have been connected to the Jewish people in a revealed manner, and the Beis HaMikdash never would have been destroyed. Okay, we move on in the Gemara. Va'amar Rava. Yeah? Kasha Yishara Kiyam Sagver. A bad wife is like a stormy day. She's as difficult as a stormy day. Shenemar Delef Toired Biyam Sagrir. A troublesome drip on a stormy day, ve'ishas medonim nishtava, is equal to a contentious wife. You know, if you have a drip on a stormy day, so think about it. You can't go outside, you can't stay inside. Same thing with a bad wife. You know, you could go out for a short amount of time, but ultimately you got to get back into the house, and then it's going to be a big problem. Okay, va'amar Rava, boy ure'e kama toiva isha toiva. Come and see how good a good wife is, kama ra isha ra, and how bad a bad wife is. Kama toiva isha toiva, how good a good wife is, l'chsif matza isha, matza toiv. You found a wife, you found goodness. So, I begava mishtoiva is talking about the wife. Mishtoikra, kama toiva isha toiva, look how good a good wife is. Sha'akos of mishabcha. The Torah praises her. The Torah says a good wife is good. I betoira mishtoikra. Elamai, the isha here is not referring to a wife, it's referring to the Torah, that matza isha, matza tov, if you found Torah, you found goodness, and the wife is the analogy, then kama toiva isha toiva, look how good a good wife is, shaha Torah nimshalaba, the Torah is analogous to a good wife. So look how good a good wife is. If the Torah is saying a good wife is good, so a good wife is good. If the pasuk is comparing the Torah to a good wife, the fact that it chose to use as an analogy the goodness of a wife, the goodness of the Torah is like a good wife, that, then a good wife must be the epitome of goodness. On the other hand, kama ra isha ra, how bad a bad wife is, l'chsif l'moitza ani marmi v'vasas isha, I found more bitter than death a woman. If it's talking about the woman, look how bad a bad wife is. The Torah is disparaging her. Elamai, no, it's not talking about the bad wife. It's talking about Gehenom. It's saying that I found more bitter than death Gehenom, and Gehenom is being compared to a woman. Look how bad a bad wife is, that the best analogy they could give to Gehenom is a bad wife. Now we're about to darshan a pasuk that's from Yirmiyah. I will bring evil that you can't escape from. Amrav Nachman, Amarabba Baravua, Zu Isharok Subasamaruba. You know what an evil that you can't escape from? A bad wife with a big suba. Watch out. You can't stay with her. You can't get rid of her. Then we're going to darshan the pasuk in Echa. Nisana ni Hashem bidei lo yuchal halkum. God gave me in the hands of someone that I can't get out of. You know what's an evil that you can't get away from? Amrav Chizr, Amar Ukva, Barachia, su isha ra, ksuba samruva. Bad wife with a big suba. In the West, and that's all they said. This is someone, you know what an evil that you can't get out of is? Someone who has to buy produce with his own money and he doesn't grow it at home because he's always anxious. Will there be produce? Will he be able to afford it? He never knows whether, in fact, he'll be able to buy food. Banecha uvnaisecha nasunim la'am acher. Your sons and daughters will be given to another nation. That's a pasuk in Devarim, in the Teichacha. You know what that refers to? A stepmother. Someone gets divorced. He marries another woman. His kids are now under the auspices of a different woman. Amrav Chanan Barav Amrav Zu Eishes Ha'av. That's the wife of a father. Begoy Naval Achisem. That's Hazinu. Heim kinu nivlai keil ki asumi behav lehem va'ani yakni embalayam begoy noval achisem amrav chanan barava amarav zu isha ra uksubas mruba. You know what it means with a bad nation I will anger? That means you will have a bad wife with a big suba. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Elo HaTzadokim. This Goy Naval Achisem refers to the heretics. V'chein hu ama oimer, a raya that a heretic is called a novel, omar novel b'libo yein alekim. The novel says in his heart, there's no God. V'masni satana, we learned in a braisa, elu anshe barbaraya, these are barbarians. The barbarians are the goy novel. The anshe martinoi, why are they barbarians? Shamahalchin arumim b'shok, they walk unclad in the marketplace. She'ein l'cha meshukot z'metuav l'fnei ha'makoim. There's nothing more disgusting and detestable before God, yoyser mimi shemahalech b'shuk aram, than those in the streets of Manhattan who walk unclothed. That's the most disgusting thing to God. They're worse than an animal. An animal doesn't know better. But here they're human beings. And they were endowed with some seichel, and they abdicated it to not to cover up their shame. Amar Rav Yochanan Amar Elu Chavirim. Now Chavirim are the bad Persians who would be Mevaze Jews. Amru. So the Rashi says the first narrow line. The wicked Persians would be Mevaze Klal Yisrael. They would not appreciate the covet of Klal Yisrael. They were the worst of the worst. Amru le Rabbi Yochanan. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, Asu chaveri lebavel. The chaveri, these bad persons, they made their way to Babylon. Shaga nafal. He sort of bent over and he fell. Because there's no way to deal with these people. These people, these bad Persians, are a bad group, a bad bunch. Amrulay, they said to him, no, Mekabli Shaychada. Don't worry, they take bribes. Okay, Taretz Yosef, he sat himself straight. Gozru al Gimel Mne Gimel. They decreed, these Chavirim decreed about three things because of three things. Gozru al Habasar Mne Amatanois. They decreed about meat because of gifts. Now, what does it mean they decreed about meat because of gifts? So either it means they did not give the matanois to the kohanim. They basically outlined shechita, because they would not give the Zaraya and the Lechayayim to the Kayin. And that's how Rashi learns. In other words, because they didn't give the Matanois of Basar, so Basar was outlawed. The Gemara tells us as follows. The Gemara says that an Amaretz is not to eat meat. You know this one? Amaretz is not to eat meat, because an Amaretz does not elevate the meat. You're only allowed to eat something that it's an aliyah, but if you and the meat are the same, what's the difference between an Amaretz and a cow? Neither of them learn Gemara. So Amaretz can't learn meat unless the Amaretz supports Tamidei Chachamim. So, says Hedegach Sam Sofer, there is a decree against Shechita in his times, and he attributed to the fact that people were not supporting the Tamidei Chachamim. So long as Amaretz support Tamid Chachamim, so then they're entitled to eat meat. But once they don't have once they're unconnected to Torah, they're not more elevated than the Basar. They have no right to eat the Basar, so the Basar was outlawed. Interesting thing, right? There are countries today in Europe that they're trying to outlaw Shechita, or maybe they even have already. I think there are countries that even have. Switzerland, yeah?
Brussels.
Where?
Brussels.
What, we're Antwerp, Belgium?
Belgium,
right? So, it's interesting, it's an amazing thing that Sam Sofer, based on this Gemara, attributed a tsar that happened in his times to a lack of support of Tamil Chachamim. Okay. Gozru al hamat mercharzos mnei atfila. They closed down the bathhouses because people were lax in Tfilas Nida. Kamechatati shichvi, and they exhumed dead bodies, m'nei shesmeichem b'yameidam, because Jews rejoiced on their day of downfall, meaning on their holidays. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, v'hoysa yad Hashem b'chem, the hands of God will be against you, uva'avoyseichem, and against your forefathers. Now, what's considered a punishment for you and your forefathers? That's when there's a bezayon to the forefathers. Amar Rabbi Shmuel zu chatute shichvi. That's the exhuming of the dead bodies. Amar Mar, as the master said, ba'avoin chayim, because of the sins of the living, mesim mischatatin, the dead bodies are exhumed. Amar le Rava le Rava bar Mori. Rava said to Rava bar Mori, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, in Yirmiyah, lo ye'asvu, you will not be gathered, lo yikvaru, yikvaru, you will not be buried, l'doymen al pnei adam ayu, you will be like dung on the face of the world. Which indicates that you won't be buried. Uchsiv in the Pasuk says, V'nivchar mavas michayim, you will choose death over life. Question, why would anyone choose death over life if they're not going to be buried? Amar Lei, Rabbi Amar said what this means is, Nivchar mavas l'rishayim, the wicked are better off being dead. Shloyu ba'il mazeh, not being, so they should not be in this world. V'yichtu, and sin, v'yiplu b'gehenim, and they have to fall into Gehenim. Now we come to something very interesting. I think it's related to the Puravu sugya. There was once a man by the name of Yirmiyah, and he went into a bathtub, and a woman bathed in that bathtub after him, and she became pregnant. Who was the child? His name was Ben Sira. Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiyah, from a woman that became Nisaber Ba'ambati from Yirmiyah. Now, this book was never canonized in the Tanakh because it was written after the sealing of the Navi Malachi. It's like the Book of the Maccabees. And in general, therefore, we do not learn it, except for what's quoted in the Shas Bavli. Kasuv v'sefer ben Sira. But, you know, he had good DNA. His father was Yirmiyah. And in the book of Ben Sira, it's a book of wisdom. Isha toiva matana toiva labala. A good wife's a good gift to her husband. Uchsiv in the Pasuk says, toiva b'cheik yirele kintin asein. Goodness will be given in the lap of a God-fearing person. Isha ra, bad wife, saras labala, is leprosy for her husband. So what do you do about it? Maita kante, yigashena, you have to divorce her. V'yisrapim sarata, and you'll be cured from your saras. Isha yafa, a beautiful wife, ashrei bala, fortunate is her husband. Mispar yamav, keflayim, he'll live double. Number one, he won't stray after other women, so he won't get cut off from this world, so he'll live in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Number two, his life is doubly enjoyable because he is able to see a beautiful wife. But hide your eyes from a lovely woman who's not your wife. Don't gaze at a beautiful woman who's not your wife, lest you are trapped in her snares. Al tat it's a bala. And don't say, oh, I'm not looking at her. I'm just hanging out with her husband. When your motive is to hang out with the husband to have more access to his wife. No. Al tad it's a bala. Don't stray after her husband. Limsach imayayin to pour wine with him. B'sheikhar. Ki betoyar isha yafa rabim hushchasu. Many have been destroyed because of the image of a beautiful woman. Ba'atsumim. Kol harugeha, awesome of are all those who she causes to be killed. Rabim hayu pitzei roichel. Great are the wounds of the peddler. That means peddlers, merchants who would sell women's adornments and perfume, they would often have exchanges with women and sometimes go into seclusion with women, and they would be suspected, and the husbands would come and they would club the guy over the head. So many are the wounds of the peddler. Hamargilim l'dvar ave'erva, those who bring close and who elicit being habitual in avera kinitzot, it's like a flame, mavir gachelas, that ignites the coal. Kekluv malei oif, like a coop full of birds, that are brimming with birds and stuffed with birds. Kekluv malei oif, like a coop full of birds. Kein bateim leim mirma, so too are their homes full of deceit. What does that mean? Anybody know? What's the point of this line, like a coop full of birds, so too are their homes full of deceit? Whose homes are full of deceit? If the homes of the woman who's Margal Avera. Ben Sira continues, Al Totsar Tsaras Machar. Don't worry about tomorrow. Right, we're all worried about tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. Maybe tomorrow will come, you won't be here. So you're worrying about tomorrow, you might even have to be here tomorrow. You're being distressed about a world that's not yours. Who says you'll even be in the world tomorrow? What's the purpose of worrying about tomorrow? You don't even know you're going to be around tomorrow. Don't worry about a world you might not even have to face. Manar rabbi mitoch beischa. Keep the tzibur out of your house. I'm still working on that one. Trying to figure out how to have a minion by keeping the tzibur out of my house. But in general, keep the people out of your house. V'loi ha'kol tovi beischa. And even people who you know, don't bring everyone inside. Have a degree of privacy. Rabim you darshe shomecha, have a lot of friends. Galei soy lecha me'alaf. Only tell your secrets to 1 out of 1,000. This was all the wisdom of Ben Sira. Amar Rabbi Yassi said, Ein bein David ba, we had this earlier. An samach beiz amir aleph. David amal, Mashiach will not come out, Sheikh l'kan neshama shabaguf, until all the souls in the vat, in the container called guf, are depleted. Shenemar, ki ruach melefana yatoif. The reason why Mashiach is delayed, and neshama sani asisi, I'm waiting for all the souls to come down. Now the Gemara continues on the subject of pruravu. One might think that if one does not sufficiently engage in pruravu, okay, it's passive. So I could have brought more children into the world, and I didn't. So it's passive evil. No. Someone who is not oisek in puri verivya, ki'ilu shoyfech damim. It's like you murdered. Shenemar, shoyfech dam ha'adam. Someone who spilled the blood of a man, ba'adam dam yishach, he will be punished through a man. And in the context of ritzicho, k'siv basrei va'atem puri, and you be fruitful and multiply. Comparing not being fruitful and multiply to murder. If we could say a chiddush, the Marsha in Shabbos famously says that after 120, when they ask, Asakta Bepiria Varivya, did you engage in procreation? The Marsha says that means, did you involve yourself in helping other people make shiduchim, especially if they're yasim or yasim, that's also procreation. We could say the same thing here. Someone who does not involve themselves in helping others find shiduchim, and they're able to, that's also like murder. Rav Yaakov Omer Kiluma Maida Dmos. It's like you're diminishing God's image in the world, because every child has God's image on it. So by minimizing the children you bring to the world, you're minimizing the divinity in the world. Shenemar Ki Betzalem Elokim Asa Asa Adam. It says, man was created in the image of God. Uksiv Basrei Va'atem Peruvu. Oh, now we have the best drasha of all. Ben Azay Oimer. Ki'ilu Shoivich Damin. First of all, you're a murderer. Umimayit Ademos. And you're diminishing God's presence in the world. Shenemar Va'atem Peruvu. And juxtaposed is murder and God's image. So they told Ben Azay, hey, Ben Azay. Some people, they darshan and they fulfill. You darshan, but... You're not Mekayim. Amru loy l'benazah, yesh no adar z'no Mekayim. Some people, they say nice drashas and they fulfill it. No Mekayim e'en no adar. Some people, they fulfill the halacha and they don't darshan well. V'yata no adar z'no Mekayim. You darshan well and you don't fulfill it. Because Benazai died a bachelor. Even though, by the way, he married Rabbi Kiva's daughter for a short amount of time. But he divorced her soon after. So you give a big drash how important it is to get married and have kids, but you don't do it. Amr Ben Azza said, "Umaya, so what could I do? Shenavshi chashka b'toira. My soul desires toira. Efshir la'olam shiskay ma'idei achir. The world will have to exist through others. I can't do it. I can't populate the world. Again, this seems to indicate the purpose of Puravu is l'shavas yitzara. I can't do it. By the way, the simple meaning of the Gemara is, you can't say if somebody says, I want to learn Torah, so I can't wear tefillin, or I can't sin the sukkah. But marriage is not just a ma'isa mitzvah. Marriage is not like, okay, I'm going to get married, here I'm shaking my lulav. You know, you have to have a relationship, and you have to show consideration and interest, and human emotion. And Ben Azai was so immersed in Torah that he did not have the wherewithal to involve himself in that level of relationship. However, I saw something today in this week's parsha that also explains this. Namely, there's a Bala Turim in this week's parsha, Lo yia b'cha akar va'akara. You cannot make yourself chas shom sterile. The Bala Turim says, it's gematria b'divrei Torah. Don't be sterile in words of Torah. The same way there's a mitzvah of procreation physically, you see from the Bala Turim, don't be sterile in Torah. One has to be mechadesh chidushei Torah, and by doing so, that is tantamount to procreating spiritually. So what Ben Azay was saying, and if I'm not mistaken, the Noid B'Yudah says this in the Drashos, Jerushay Tzion, that Ben Azay fulfilled the mitzvah of Pru Urevu through his learning, through procreation, through chidushei Torah. Okay, the Gemara continues. Tanya Idach learned another verse. Rav Lezer Amar Kol Mishein Oisek Peruvu Kilo Shevich Damim. Rav Lezer says anyone who doesn't engage in Peruvu, it's like murder. Shenemar Shevich Dam HaAdam, one who spills the blood of a person. The Samachlei V'Atem Peru. Rav Lezer Ben Azari Omer Kilo Maida Admos. It's like diminishing God's presence. Ben Azai Omer. It's like both. And they told Ben Azai Yish No Adoresh, and Ben Azai said no. I can't help it. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thanks everyone for joining us. It's a big page. And Be'ezras Hashem, next week we finish the sugya and we go on to other exciting adventures in Yevamos. Have a great evening. And by the way, tomorrow night's shir is a very interesting subject. Parshas Ekev, the subject is jokes. The Hashkafa of jokes. Very good stuff. Very, very new stuff. New stuff. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a great night. Kol tov, bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.